Your college degree's no good to you now, boy. Why, you're too weak. Find a warmer climate and build up your body, boy. You look like a bag of bones.
Bob Jones University presents Miracle. Today's story is the first half of a two-part drama. It's the true story of a sick pilgrim, a miraculous journey, and a new country. The pilgrim was Tom Pilgrim, 23, newly graduated from Madison College, later Colgate University. The story begins as Tom enters the office of a sea captain.
Come in.
Elijah Reitman?
I am. What can I do for you, young man?
I've heard you're the leader of the expedition to the Mexican colony called Texas. I want to join your party.
You hardly look like an adventurer. Why do you want to go?
Well, it's a warm climate, and they say it's a healthful one. I've been on the water some. I learned to sail small vessels at home in Connecticut years ago.
It's a hard journey. Only the strong survive it. You don't look like you'd last the trip, son.
Oh, yes, I can, sir. I'll be all right. God will take care of me. Why, I asked him to show me where to go, and he led me to you.
Well, you can join the party. But I've got my doubts. We'll be ready to sail by fall. Let me give you a list of the things that you'll need.
In the fall of 1828, Tom and 60 others loaded their belongings into wagons and traveled to the headwaters of the Allegheny River. They built a crude scow and courageously sailed it off into the swift current.
Throw me overboard, Pilgrim. I can't stand any more.
Have patience, Bill. When this storm is over, you'll forget the seasickness.
The ship doesn't go down before it's over. Why did I ever start this ill-starred trip? Second day out, we're swept over a waterfall. I should have taken my wet baggage and gone back then. And then 2 weeks of tramping the streets of New Orleans trying to take us on.
My head. Go lie down. It's not so bad then. And if you see the captain or mate, ask them to come help me. I can hardly see the shore.
You'll get no help from them. They're below. I'm afraid they had something cast away to drink. Both of them are too drunk to walk. You're on your own, Tom. I'll come back to help, though, if I ever get over this seasickness.
How did I ever get into this mess? Only three of us on board not seasick. Two of those dead drunk and the other one half sick. Oh, Lord, see us through this storm. Give me strength to handle the ship and wisdom to know where to steer. So tired. How can I hang on another day? Give me strength.
Pilgrim, will we ever get to Texas? Will this storm never end?
I don't know.
We'll die of thirst if we don't drown. The water in the barrels is getting low.
Certainly we're nearly through. Can a storm last much longer than 4 days? We ought to be near the colony. But ration each person to half pint of water a day.
A half pint a day? Well, these are sick people.
Nothing else to do.
Thank you.
beautiful day, isn't it, Captain?
Yeah, time we had one. Been long enough. If I ain't mistaken, that land over there is part of the Texas Territory. Let's pull to shore. The women can do the washing, and we'll see what hunting we can do in the marsh.
Hey, look at that. Oh, it'll seem like a miracle to be on solid ground. I thought I'd never see land again.
Ahoy there, men. Get out the lifeboats. We're going ashore. Pilgrim, I'm leading you and Watson aboard to stand watch. All right, you guys, let's get ready.
Rotten deal, leaving us here.
I'm too tired to care. At least we're getting some clean clothes. Watch those women scrubbing there on the rocks. Is at ease as if they were at home in the kitchen.
Yeah, I could stand some clean clothes. These have seen better days.
Oh, look at that coastline, Bill. It's beautiful. Mm. And the green off behind it. All those things I heard about the grandeur of Texas must be true.
Yeah, it's grand, all right, if you like open spaces and prairies, and Indians now and then. Myself, I like civilization better.
Look, over there. What's that?
A rowboat? No, a canoe. Look at them critters.
Oh, well, they're Indians. Ooh. And they're rowing straight toward the women. Quick, into the skiff.
Quick, Bill.
Get down.
Bill.
Faster now. Here. We're almost down. Yeah. Here, grab the oars. And let's keep the musket dry.
Why couldn't we have had another gun? That thing ain't worth nothing.
Here, pull left here. Yeah, yeah. A little bit more. Yeah. Ah. At least we're between those savages and the women. Here, hold the oars. I'm going to load the musket. Now, there. Steady now.
Don't fall overboard. Hey, look. They've stopped rowing. They're afraid of a gun.
Yeah.
Well, what are they holding up?
I don't know. Looks like fish. Strings of fish. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, then I guess they're used to white men. Hey, they want to trade. They must be friends.
Friendly or not, I'm not getting any closer to them. I'm standing here with this gun aimed until the men return from hunting.
Young Tom Pilgrim stood upright with his gun in working condition until the captain and the men arrived. The women were rowed to the ship, and the entire group went safely aboard. The next morning, they set sail for the nearest white settlement, about 100 miles away at the mouth of Colorado River. An easterly wind brought them to the settlement after one long day's sail.
Hey, they've decided to stay here. They're building some houses now.
I heard. I think they've traveled long enough and met enough dangers.
Well, we've seen a few. Waterfalls and storms and Indians. But the West is no place for those afraid of danger.
Well, I, for one, am pushing on to Austin's colony. That's where I started for, and that's where I'll go.
I don't mind staying here. Seems like a nice little village. But I'll go with you, Tom. And let me find Ellison and Davis. I think they'll want to go, too.
Thank you, Lord, for safety and blessing, and for strength to make the trip. May I find many opportunities in this new land, this Texas.
Five men started the trek toward Austin's colony, still more than 80 miles away. They waded in water to their waists, swam swift streams, and wore out their shoes on the sharp sedge grass.
I've had enough. We'll never reach the colony. We've walked for days and haven't covered more than 20 miles. I'm going back to Matagorda.
Yeah, I'll go with you. One place in Texas is about like another.
Yeah.
Yeah, why lose our lives for nothing?
Oh, I'll not turn back.
God has brought me this far. He'll certainly take me on.
Yeah, then I guess you and God will be going on alone.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on back with us, Tom. You and I have traveled all these miles together, and I've come to be fond of you. I've no doubt that God would see you to the colony, but there's no need of it. As he says, one place is like another. Come on, let's settle at Matagorda, too.
No, my friend, I'm determined to go on.
So four men turned back along the Colorado River to Matagorda, and young Tom Pilgrim continued the journey alone.
Mr. Austin, there's a man coming up the trail. He doesn't look like an Indian, but his hair is all bushy, and his clothes are dirty and torn.
Well, bring him to me. We'll see who he is.
Here he comes, sir. Look at the holes in his shoes.
Mr. Austin, I'm Tom Pilgrim.
Where in creation do you come from, boy?
From New York, sir. I came west for my health, doctor's orders.
This is no health colony, boy. What can you do?
Well, I have a college degree that qualifies me for teaching, and I studied a little Spanish on the way.
Good. Well, you can start a school. Your Spanish is good enough, you can be my interpreter with the Mexicans.
Oh, good.
Here, some things you can translate to start with. Think you can do it, boy? You don't look too strong.
Oh, I can do it, with God's help. I've a great God. He brought me here from New York and much else. He'll help me start a school. Yes, and translate, too. I can do it, Mr. Austin.
Soon Tom had translated the Mexican documents directed to Austin. Then he rounded up 40 students and started a school. And a sickly pilgrim from New York began a career that would play an important part, not only in the evangelizing, but also in the freedom and ultimate statehood of Texas. We'll have that story for you next week when we bring you part two of How a Pilgrim Took Texas. Thomas Pilgrim was portrayed by Gerald Priest. Others in the cast included Tom Croston, Mike Green, Dick Rupp, Bob Pratt, and Tom Wallace. Music and sound effects were handled by Jim Martin and Bill Crawford. Recording engineer was Corbin Tabler. Today's story was adapted from Power Magazine by Gene Martin. Miracles is directed by Laura Pratt, and this is Dave Yerrick. Miracles is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina.